Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Reb Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
This shiur is on Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Gimbo. We are beginning the Perek of Beis Kor. The Mishnah Daf Kuf Beis Amid Beis begins, one who is selling to his friend Karka and he promises him Beis Kor offer ani moicholoch. And they are coming to measure the Beis Kor offer. If they find there are nekorim amukim asara tvachim, there are cracks in the ground that are 10 tvachim deep, or there are slaim, there are racks that are 10 tefachim high. The halach is that these slaim and nekorim cannot be included in the measurement of the Beis Kor offer which is giving to his friends of the Mishnah, einim dodenima. But if it's pachas mikan, if these nekorim and these slaim are less than 10 tefachim, they're not 10 tefachim deep and they're not 10 tefachim high, then the halach is nim dodenima. The Gemara and Daf Kuf Gimel explains the shadra, the ari mikri, negani, the ari mikri. They are considered a chelik of the karka, and therefore one can measure and include these slum and these nekarim as a chelik of the base core offer which is giving to his friend. When again, this halach of the slum and the nekarim that are yesem miyetvachim, that the Mishnah tells us is ain't nimdad anymore, there's a machlekes of Yishayim, what is the halach of these slum and nekarim yesem miyetvachim? Who is the bailam and who now owns these slum and nekarim? The Rashbam and Divya Maschel ain't nimdad anymore is mefarish. It's not measured with the karka. Ela noisin le beis kor shalom mikarka chalak. He cannot give him the slum and these nekam yesem yitvachim. He gives him karka beis kor shalom from karka chalak. He gives him a complete beis kor from smooth karka without any bumps, without slum and nekam yesem yitvachim. The Torah in Siman Reish Yud Ches is medayik from the lashon of the Rashbam. It's mashmi. He only has to give him a base kor shalom from karka chalak, but he doesn't have to give him these nekam and these slum. It's mashma that the meicher retains the ownership of these slum and nekam yesem yitvachim. They are not sold bechlal to the lekech. And the Torah said this is also the sheet of the Rosh, that the slum and the nekam yesem yitvachim stay beyad a meicher, and he has to give him only a base kor offer of karka chalak, of smooth karka, without giving him the nekam and the slum yesem yitvachim. The Rambam in Perek Chav Ches Milchus Mechira Alocha Aleph Paskin the Alocha in our Mishnah of one who's selling a base kor offer, he cannot be moided with the base kor offer the nekorim and slum yesem yitvachim. And the Rambam brings the reason mentioned in the Gemara that agam these nekorim and slum yesem yitvachim are roi lizriya, and they're the same karka as the karka cholok, they're also roi to be planted. But a person does not want the karka that he is buying to be in two or three different places, being that it's yesem yitvachim and it's a makam cholok la'atzmoy. So therefore, a person does not want his karka in two or three places. Mela nekorim and slum yesem yitvachim are not nimdad anima. And the Rambam is misayin that he's lekech these nekorim and slum bechlala beis kor b'loy damim. The lekech takes these nekorim and slum yesem yitvachim. He now owns them. He gets them for free without paying for them, being that they're not nimdad in the karka. So the meicher has to give the lekech a full beis kor offer, and the nekorim and the slum are also included in the mechira. And the lekech gets them for free. The lekech now owns these nekorim and slum. The Adramah is mefarish the svar of the Rambam as these nekorim and the slum are tuffled to the karka, and whoever owns the karka also owns the nekorim and the slum. So therefore, being that the lekech now bought that and he now owns the karka, who adin, he owns whatever is tuffled to the karka, so I day this that he buys the karka, he now gets ownership of the nekorim and the slum without paying for a pechlal. He now owns it, being that they're tuffled to the karka, he now has ownership of the nekorim and the slum also. There's a third sheet in the Rishon in the Torah brings b'shem a Raivad. The Raivad holds similar to the Rambam, that the lekech gets the nekorim and the slum which are yesem miyitvachim. But the Raivad holds that we're kaifin as a lekech to buy it. We're kaifin the lekech to buy it from the meicher, the nekorim and the slum yesem miyitvachim. They are not included in the original sale. We force the lekech to buy from the meicher, the nekorim and the slum which are yesem miyitvachim. And l'chari, the sheet of the Raivad is tzarech bia. What's this halacha that we force the lekech to buy from the meicher, the nekorim and the slum yesem miyitvachim? The Bach is mefarish, the Raivad, that it's a takanas chachamim, being that the meicher really owns the nekorim and the slum yesem miyitvachim, and these nekorim and slum are in the middle of the karka of the lekech, and therefore the meicher has no use for it. These nekorim and slum yesem miyitvachim are going to be avud, and they're going to be lost to the meicher, because the meicher has no purpose in the nekorim and slum yesem miyitvachim, which is inside the karka of the lekech. Therefore, the chazawa mesakin that the lekech is forced to buy these nekorim and slum yesem miyitvachim from the meicher. There's a second pirish for the Raivad. Why is it that we force the lekech to pay for the meicher for the nekorim and the slum yesem miyitvachim? The Aruch HaShulchan is mefarish das Raivad that this that the lekech has to pay is not that we force the lekech to buy from the meicher the nekorim and the slum yesem miyitvachim. Only the lekech gets from the being that it's inside his karka and it's tough with his karka, the lekech gets automatically the nekorim and slum yesem miyitvachim. But being that the lekech is getting the moment of the meicher and he's getting this for free, he's getting now the karka of the meicher, he's mechuyev to pay the meicher midinana. It's as if somebody who's been nanned from somebody else's mom, and he has to give him may basar bezoil. We find these simim that eat a shor which they thought belonged to their father and really belonged to somebody else. So they're not considered mazikin, being that they thought it belonged to their father. But mikamakim, being that they were nanned from this, that they ate somebody else's shor, they have to pay may basar bezoil. They pay 2/3 of the value of the shor. Who are then here also, being that the lekech is getting the karka of the meicher and he's getting it for free, he's being nanned from the karka of the meicher, he has to pay the meicher may basar bezoil, and he pays him 2/3 of the value, and that's what the ravid means, that the lekech gets the nekam and the slom, yesem yitfachim, but he has to pay the meicher for it, he pays him mazoviet may basar bezoil, he pays him 2/3 of the value. Al kapanim, we have three shitas in this that we say nekam and slom, yesem yitfachim, ainim dadinimah, the shita of the ashbam and the rosh is that it belongs to the meicher keeps the nekam and slom, yesem yitfachim. The shita of the Rambam is that the lekech gets it beloy damim, it's the yadamaz mefarish that it's tuffle to the karka. So once the lekech now owns the karka, he also gets the nekam and slom, yesem yitfachim. And we said over the shita of the ravid, the ravid owns the nekam and slom, yesem yitfachim, belong to the lekech, but we force the lekech to buy it from the meicher, and he has to pay for this that he received in the nekam and slom, yesem yitfachim. The Gemara begins, it brings a Mishnah, when his makdish sadeh b'shas hayev, when he wishes to be paid to the field, the shear of the pigeon is for every beizerach or mesayim, which is a base core offer, the shear of pigeon is chamishim shekel kesef. If one gives the makdish chamishim shekel kesef, with this he can be paid to the field and make it come back to him to chulin. And over here also the Mishnah says, the halach is, if there are nekarm amukim yutfachim or slum gevoyin yutfachim, these nekarm and slum are einim dod anymore, they're not measured with the field. The Ashbam and Tosfos Mefarish, what does it mean? Einim dod anymore is avada the nekarm and the slum, which are yesem yitfachim are kaddish. Only the way to be paid is not with the shear mentioned in the pasuk of beizerach or mesayim for chamishim shekel kesef. The nekarm and the slum, which are yesem yitfachim are nifta b'shaveh, and one has to give the full value of the nekarm and the slum in order to be paid to them, to make them lechul and make them back his. And the Gemara asks that even if the Nekam and the Slum, Yesem Yitfachim, are not one field with the rest of the Kaka, they're considered a separate field, but Liktishi Bampi Navshayu, that a separate Hektish Bichal on the Nekam and the Slum, Yesem Yitfachim, they should still be Nifta with the Shear of a Bezerah, Chay Mesayim, Pechamishim Shekel Kesef. So the Gemara, and if you would say that it's only if one has a full Shear of a Bezerah, Chay Mesayim, then the shear is a chamishim shekel kesef, but on a half of a beizera chay mesoyim, there is no halacha that one can be paid with the ratio of a beizera chay mesoyim for chamishim shekel kesef. The Gemara brings a brisa which is mefurish that this halacha of the makdish and one can be paid a beizera chay mesoyim for chamishim shekel kesef is lavdafka by a full beizera chay mesoyim. I feel on a half of a beizera chay mesoyim, a person can be paid with 25 shekel. And the Gemara answers that we are discussing a case of a nekarm and slum yesem yitfachim, which are not roi lizriya. And being that these Nekarm and Slom are not real Israel, they are not included in the halacha of a Bezerah Chay Mesoyim for Chamishim Shekel Kesef. The Pasuk, which is Mechadish halacha opinion of a Bezerah Chay Mesoyim, is Dafka a Mokum that's real Israel. And being that these Nekarm and Slom are not real Israel, a Mokum that's not real Israel does not have the halacha that one can be paid with a Bezerah Chay Mesoyim for Chamishim Shekel Kesef. And this is all if the Pirish of the Ashbam and Tosis or Mefarish, the Mishnah, this that we say Nekom and Slom, Yosem, Yitfachim, is Einim Dod anymore, does not mean that it's not Kaddish, it does not mean that it does not need pidyon. It's referring to the Halacha that even though it's Kaddish, it does not have the Halacha of Beizerah, Chay Mesoyim, to be Nifta Bechamishim Shekel Kesef, only it's Nifta Beshaveyan. And the Ashbam and Tosis being a Raya that one should not say that there is no Kedusha Chal in the Nekom and Slom, Yosem, Yitfachim. They bring the Gemara in Amichas Abayis and the Fayin Aleph or Med Aleph that Amakdash Esadeh was Hikdash Eskul and Afil the bar and the gas, even the pits and the gas inside the field are also become Kaddish when a person is Makdash the field, even though it's separate and not really a chelik of the field. So the Ashbam and Tosis, if the bar and the gas are Hukdash when a person is Makdash in the field, Kol Shekain the Slom and the Nekom Yosem Yitfachim, a person is Mimakdash that also when he is Makdash the field. And in Kain, when the Mishnah says that Einim Dodinim Al Kochach, is referring to this halacha of being paid with a Bezerah Chay Mesoyim for Chamishim Shekel Kesef, does not apply to the Nekom and Slom Yosem Yitfachim, only it's Nifta B'Shaveyan. And Tosis brings a second Raya from the Gemara's question, when the Gemara had a Havmin of Vichitem, it's Dafka, a base core offer Sholem that we say is the halacha of the Hektish, but less than a base ko'afu, a person can't be makdish. V'atanya that we find that a person can be makdish afilo achatzi of a base zera chay mesayim. So Tosis, if the Gemara was asking v'liktishi v'apen afshay that it should be kaddish, because einim dodinim meant that it's not kaddish, being that a person was makdish the field, and the nekom and slom yesem yitfach are not a chelik of the field, therefore they are not kaddish. In fact, the Gemara, sefer kedusha should be chal on them. What raya does the Gemara have to bring from a braisa that says a person can be makdish less than a base zera chay mesayim? Over there, we're discussing a case: the person is being makdish beferish of sodah, which is less than a bezera chaymis oim. In such a case, avada the kedushas chal. Over here, the reason why the kedushas not chal by the nekom and slom yosim miyitvachim is being that it's a separate field and not a chelik of the karka, which is being makdish. There was no kedusha chal in the nekom and slom yosim miyitvachim. So this is what Rai would the Gemara have to bring from this, that a person could be makdish less than a bezera chaymis oim, to say that in our case also, when a person is makdish a sodah, he has a mind to be makdish in the nekom and slom yosim miyitvachim. And when Isaac tells that Korach in the Kohen and Slom Yisrael Yitvachem are Kaddish and entire Eden is only whether or not when they get a pidyon a person's payda with the shear of a bezera chay mesayim v'chamishim shekel kesef. For that, the Gemara is being arrived from the Brisa that we find that feel less than a bezera chay mesayim is also nifta with this ratio of a bezera chay mesayim v'chamishim shekel kesef. But the Rishayim that are chelik on the sheet of the Ashbam and the sheet of Tosis Rabbi Negeshim and his pirish on the Gemara is mefarish einim dod anymore that it's not Kaddish b'chlal. A person does not have a mind to be makdish to the Nekom and the Slom Yisim Yitvachim when he's makdish to Karka. And the Choyah Koyta Ben Negeshim is Kamishver Toises two kashes. This that we find from Bar Vagas, the person who's makdish to field is hukdish to Bar and the Gas. And also, what is the Gemara's question? What right does the Gemara have when it brings from this that a person can be makdish less than a Bezer Achayim Esayim? We also find the sheet of the Rambam in Peregdal, Milchus Erich and Alach Yud Gimel. The Rambam holds when a person is being paid to his field, which has Nekom and Shlom Yosem Yitvachim, he does not have to be paid to the Nekom and Shlom Yosem Yitvachim. He is only paid to the rest of the field, the chelik of the kaka, which is Cholok, over there, he's paid with the Shia of a Bezer Achoy Mesoyim, the Chamishim Shekel Kesef. And a person does not have to be paid to the Nekom and Shlom Yosem Yitvachim. And the Chayah, according to the Rambam, also it's mashma, it's not Kaddish, and if a person does not have to be paid to the Nekom and Shlom Yosem Yitvachim, and it's Shreya Toises to Kashis. First of all, we find that it's Kaddish, the bar, and the gas, and also, then what is the Gemara's Rai from this that a person can be makdish less than a Bezer Achay Mesayim? But Yosef, it's kosher, the Rambam, the Shitasa, we mentioned earlier, the Shitasa Rambam, when it comes to a Meicha and a Lekech, is that the Lekech gets the Nekom and Shlom Yosem Yitvachim. Being that the Nekom and Shlom Yosem Yitvachim are tuffle to the Karka, when the Lekech buys the Karka, not only he gets a kinyan and ownership of the Karka, which he is buying, but he gets Kol Masha tuffle the Karka, he also gets beloy domim the nekom and slom yosem yitvachim. And the chayda and shvelufi das rambam maishna hektish from a lekech. Why by lekech do we say when the lekech buys the karka, he gets the nekom and slom yosem yitvachim? And when it comes to hektish, we say there is no kedusha chal in the nekom and slom yosem yitvachim. Over here also, we should say the nekom and slom yosem yitvachim are tuffle to the karka, and just like hektish gets the etzem karka, who we didn't should be chal kedusha on the nekom and slom yosem yitvachim. When the emes is the sheet of the Adama we mentioned earlier, is like the sheet of the Rambam, that the Lekech gets the Nekom and the Slom Yosem Yitvachim, being that it's tuffle to the Karka. But when it comes to Hektish, the Adama holds like the sheet of Toisvis, that it's Chal Kedusha, Afilo on Nekom and Slom Yosem Yitvachim also. And the Chayu, the Fili Adama is going to Shitasa, just like we find by Lekech, it's Chal, the Lekech gets ownership of, along with the Karka of Kol Masha Tuffle the Karka, the Nekom and the Slom Yosem Yitvachim. So what do when it comes to Hektish also, just like Hektish is getting the Karka, who didn't they get Kol Masha Tafel HaKarka, they also get the Nekom and Slom Yosem Yitvachim, it's Chal Kedusha, and if a person has to be paid to the Nekom and Slom Yosem Yitvachim also. But according to the Das HaRambam, it needs explanation, Maishna Hektish from Hedyat, why by Lekech, he gets the Nekom and Slom, and by Hektish we find that it's not Chal Kedusha on the Nekom and Slom Yosem Yitvachim. There are two Mahalchim in the Achreinit from Mefarish, the Shitas HaRambam. The Lechem Mishnah Hilchus Ishus is Mefarish to Das Rambam, that when a person is being makdish a field, he does not have a mind to be makdish to Nekom and the Slom Yosem Yitvachim. Hagan that we find by Lekech, the halacha is that it's tuffle to the karka, and when a person buys the karka, he automatically gets the Nekom and Slom Yosem Yitvachim. When it comes to Hektish, it cannot be Chal Kedusha, it is that it's tuffle to the karka. And being that it's not a Dover Choshev, a person does not have a mind to be makdish it because it's not a Dover Choshev, there is no Kedusha Chal in the Nekom and the Slom Yosem Yitvachim. The Lechem Mishnah answers Tosis Kasha from this that when a person is makdish a sodah, there's a kedusha chal and a bar and a gas also. That's dafka a bar and a gas which are dvorim achashuvim. Being that the dvorim chashuvim, when a person is makdish the field, he has a mind to makdish the bar and the gas also. Mashenki, when it comes to the nekom and slom yosem miyitvachim, which are not dvorim achashuvim, they are tuffle to the karka, which you find the lekech gets ownership of them for free because it's tuffle to the karka. When it comes to hektish, a person being that the nat choshev, a person does not have a mind to be makdish the nekom and the slom yosem miyitvachim. And if when it comes to Hektish, there is no Kedusha Chal in them, I day, this that they're tuffle to the Karka, they remain Chulun, and a person only has to be paid to the Etzem Karka, he does not have to be paid to the Nekom and Slom Yosem Yitvachim. The Gron is Pirush on Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Yud Ches is Mefarish that the Rambam is going to Shitasai. Just like the Rambam says by Lekech, that the Nekorim and Shlom, Yosem Miyutvachim, are tuffel to the karka. When the Lekech buys the karka, he would then he gets the Nekorim and Shlom, Yosem Miyutvachim. Zogtegoyin, it's the same exact thing by Hektish. Avadat is a Ketusha Chal, and the Nekorim and the Shlom, Yosem Miyutvachim. When a person is Makdish, the Sada, being that the Nekorim and the Shlom, Yosem Miyutvachim, are tuffel to the karka, they are a chelik of the karka of Kif. There's a Hektish which is Chal on the Etzim karka, who would then the Nekorim and Shlom, Yosem Miyutvachim, it's also Chal Ketusha on them. The reason why the Rambam says a person does not have to be poided in the Nekorim and the Shlom Yosem Miyutvachim is because once a person is poided the Iker Karka, the Nekorim and Shlom Yosem Miyutvachim are tuffel to the Karka. So when the Etzim Karka is Yotzel Lechulin, who adin the Nekorim and the Shlom Yosem Miyutvachim is also Yotzel Lechulin. It's not the pshat that the Rambam holds in the Nekorim and the Shlom Yosem Miyutvachim are not Kaddish. I'd rather they're Kaddish. They're Kaddish because they're tuffel to the Karka, just like by Lekech it's tuffel to the Karka. And the Rambam holds, once you pointed the Iker Karka, then the Nekorim and the Shlom, Yosem Miyutvachim, Yotzel Lechulin also, because they are tuffled to the Karka. And if either Goyin is Pasha to answer Tosis two Kashas, I've added Sloidomi to the case of Bar Vagas. By Bar Vagas, when a person's Makdish the Sada, he's Makdish also the Bar and the Gas. And Huadin over here also, when a person's Makdish the Sada, he's Makdish the Nekorim and Shlom, Yosem Miyutvachim. This that the Rambam says a person doesn't have to be pointed in the Nekorim and Shlom Yosem Miyutvachim is because it's Yotzel Lechulin, being that it's tuffled to the Karka. Mashenkin and Bar and Agas are not tuffled to the Karka. And who then also it's B'Yushiv Tosis second question from this that the Gemara brings a Raya from the Braisa that a person can be Makdish less than a Bezerah Chaymes Oyem being pointed. The Gemara is that being a Raya that the Kedusha's Chal and the Nekorim and Shlom Yosem Miyutvachim, that was Poshit the Kedusha's Chal. The Gemara's need is whether or not a person is a pidyon is chal in the comments Shlom Yosem Miyutvachim, and that the Gemara is being a raya from the Braisa that a person is yochel liftos in the comments Shlom Yosem Miyutvachim, and that the Gemara is a raya from the Braisa that when a person is makdish beferish less than a bezer achay mesoyim, it could be paidit a pidyon could be chal less than a bezer achay mesoyim. In the etzim of Gemara that the Gemara asks, how can we say in the comments Shlom Yosem Miyutvachim are einim dodenim ofek? The Gemara is liktishu ba'ampe nafshayu, let it be kaddish by itself in the comments the Shlom Yosem Miyutvachim. The Gemara speaks out that it's more mashma from this Gemara, like the sheet of the Rambam, that when we said einim dodenim ofek means that it was not chal kedusha, one does not have to be poided in the comments the Shlom Yosem Miyutvachim. And on that, the Gemara is asking, amai liktushu ma'ampi nafshayu, let it be kaddish by itself as a separate kedusha of Nekorim and Shlom Yosem Miyutvachim, that one should have to be poided in Nekorim and Shlom Yosem Miyutvachim. But according to the Pirush of the Rashbam and the Pirush of Tosis, the Gemara is asking, why do we say einim dodenim bo, that one that cannot be poided with a bezer achay mesayim for chamishim shekel kesef, liktushu ma'ampi nafshayu, let it have a separate hektish of the Nekorim and Shlom Yosem Miyutvachim, and it should be chal b'kafi the ratio of chamishim shekel kesef for bezer achay mesayim. But what does the Gemara mean? Liktishum ba'ampe nafshay, let it be kaddish by itself. My nafka mean if it's kaddish agav the soda or it's kaddish by itself. The Gemara's kash is that it should be azayvi the shear of a bezer achay mesayim for chamishim shekel kesef. So Tosin the Ramaschal v'Amai is matchil that when the Gemara says of liktishum ba'ampe nafshay, we just mean to say that even though it's not a chelik of the karka, and it's a separate karka to itself, the Nekorim and the Shlom Yosem Miyutvachim are a separate karka unto themselves. Nikol Mokim, they should be Kaddish, and their halacha should be the same as if they're a chedek of the karka, that they should be nifter with the ratio of a bezer achay mesayim v'chamishim shekel kesef. But this that the Gemara adds, v'liktishum ba'ampe nafshay, that it should become Kaddish by itself, is the hainu, it should become Kaddish by itself, and we now go with the ratio of a bezer achay mesayim v'chamishim shekel kesef, as if it's one field with the original field that he was makdish. The Rashbam and the Ramaschal liktishum ba'ampi nafshayu is mefarish that even when the Gemara asked liktishum ba'ampi nafshayu, the Gemara knew it's a kaddish, and the Gemara was asking that it should have the halachas of pidyon to be nifter with the bezer achay mesayim v'chamishim shekel kesef. But there's a nafkamin if it's liktishum ba'ampi nafshayu, if it's kaddish by itself or it's kaddish as one with the field. Dr. Ashbam, the Gemara is asking it to become kaddish by itself as a separate field and get the pidyon of a bezer achay mesayim v'chamishim shekel kesef. But nafkamina that it's not a chelik of the field is that one can be poided one of the fields without being poided the other. One can be poided in the Nekorim and the Shlom Yosem Miyutvachim without being poided the field, or be poided the field without being poided in the Nekorim and Shlom Yosem Miyutvachim. Dr. Ashbam, the Gemara is asking to let it be kaddish. Agam, it's a separate field, and when it comes to pidyon, you can be poided one without the other. But liktish u'mapin nafshay, which have the same halacha of hektish as a separate field unto itself, and its halacha's opinion should be the same of bezer achay mesayim v'chamishim shekel kesef. Tosfos asks the Rashbam, this that the Rashbam says that one can be poided one field without the other, being that it's a hektish of two separate fields. So one can be poided one without the other. In fact, Tosfos, I feel if it would be one field also, one can be poided one without the other. Tosfos brings the Gemara in Kedushna, and of Chafal from an Aleph, the Gemara says, Lekulei Alma, the halacha is, he's poided v'goyel lachatzon. A person can be goyel and be paid this field, lachatzonik, he paid the half the field without the other half. So factoisis, why is it that the Rashbam says dafka because it's two separate kedushas and two separate hektashim, one can be paid the one field without the other field. I feel if it's one hektash and one soda also, a person can be paid the one half of the field without being paid the second half. And there are three mahalchim in the Rishonim to answer the sheet of the Rashbam. This is that the Rashbam holds in our sugya, a person cannot be paid the chatzi soda shel hektash. Agam the Gemara in Kedushin tells us that a person can be paid the v'goyel lachatzon. The Ritva in Kedushin and Av Samach Aleph is mefarish. This that the Rashbam, this that the Gemara says he's paid the v'goyel lachatzon does not mean a person can be paid the half a field. If the Rashbam, a person cannot be paid the chatzi the soda which he was makdish. When we say paid the v'goyel lachatzon, we mean it can be paid the v'goyel for half this man remaining in the yovel. If there are 20 years remaining until Yovel, and a person only has money to be paid the half that amount, he can pay half the amount and it'll be nifta for half the years. It'll be nifta for 10 years and not nifta for the other 10 years which remain until Yovel. Paid lachatzon is not referring to half of the sod, it's referring half to the zman which is remaining until Yovel. A person doesn't have to be paid all the zmanik, he paid it for half the zmanik, he paid it just for 10 of the years between now and Yovel. The Ritva in our sugya, and it's also the teretz of the Ramban in Kedushin and Av Samach Aleph, ends up l'fishitas Rashbam. When we say poydel v'goy l'chatzoyen, we don't mean a person can be paid the half a field. We mean a person could pay for half the money that which he owes in order to be paid to the field, and Bezdin will accept that money. And the pidyon won't be chal because it's only half a field, and we hold a person cannot be paid the half a field. But when a person gets the remaining money, and he pays now the full amount, and now the field is yotze l'chulin, he could use the amount he paid originally was chal, that he could set the price for the amount that he paid originally. If the field went up in value between the time he gave the first half and the time he's giving the second half, he doesn't have to add money for the higher price. Being that he paid the money earlier, it was already nitfas the pidyon enough that agam that it wasn't yotzel l'chulim because you can't be paid the lachatzoin, but that much is nitfas the pidyon that even if the field goes up in value, a person doesn't have to add money. And as soon as he's goymer the amount of money which is remaining, the field is yotzel l'chulin, and the original pidyon was nitfas somewhat, that when even if the field goes up, he doesn't have to add to pay kefila value of akshav, he could pay the kefila value of then. So when we say poydev v'goy l'chatzon, we don't mean it's yotzel l'chulin, I did a pidyon l'chatzon, and I've added like the Rashbam says in our sugya, one cannot be poydev l'chatzon, and a person can't be poydev half a field unless it's two separate ektashis. We mean to say is that it's enough nitfas that even if it goes up in value, when he paid half the amount originally, it was nitfas the pidyon that he doesn't have to add money, even though it went up in value between the time he gave the original money and the time he finished paying up the rest of the pidyon. There is a third mehalach with Dover Mechudish in the Me'iri on Kedushin and Dav Samach Aleph, and the Me'iri is mefarish. This that we say a person can be poidel v'goy l'chatzoyen is not the pshat that a person can pick a chelik of the karka which he was makdish the hektish and say he wants to be poidel that chelik of the karka. So to me, a person can't take the chelik or toiv shabekark and be paid to that chelik and leave behind the chelik or ra. When a person is being paid a sadash alektish, the person can be paid the half the field. If he was makdish a sadash alektish and he wants to give money, half the money of the pidyon, he can give the money to hektish and be paid the half the field to be chal lachatzon. Or he can give a quarter if he gives a quarter of the money. But he can't choose that he wants to take dafka the chelik or toiv, this chelik of the karka, he wishes to be paid and not a different chelik of the karka. He can pay the lachatzon, he gives the money and half of it is nifta, but he can't choose a specific chelik in the karka to be take the chelik atoiv and leave behind the chelik ara. Mainly when it comes to our sugya, the nekom and the slum, yesim miyutvachim, a person will not be able to be paid the regular karka and leave behind the nekom and slum, yesim miyutvachim. He can't take the chelik atoiv and leave behind the chelik ara. He can pay the lachatzon and Bezdin will give him half the karka, and half the karka will be half the karka and half the nekom and slum, yesim miyutvachim. The chiddush of this that is two separate ektashes that a person can be paid the just the soda acholuk the chelik atoyv and leave behind in the karm and slum yesim yitvachim and choose that chelik of the karka he doesn't want pechlal, which normal the halacha of paid v'goy lachatzon doesn't include. But Avada the Rashbam is also masking to the shita of the Shari Shainim that paid v'goy lachatzon means a person can be paid the half the karka. But the chiddush of our sugi is that he can be paid that he can choose the chelik atoyv and leave behind the chelik ara, which that's not included in the halacha of paid v'goy lachatzon. Al Kaponim is over three Mahalchim to Mefarat, to Miyashiv, this that the Rashbam says that the Chiddush of our Sugya of Nekom, Muslom, Yosem Yitvachim is a separate Hektish and a separate Karka is that if you pay the one without being paid to the other, I feel that one Karka also, the Gemara Kedushin tells us that the person can pay to the Goyal Achatzon. And we said over three Mahalchim for the Rishonim, but even the Rishonim that are Miyashiv, the Rashbam, I'm assigned to be Chelik on the Rashbam. And Rav Yishayim hold that poydev v'goyel lachatzoyin means kepshuta even in one karka a person can be poydev v'goyel lachatzoyin. And we say that because like tais mefarish asugya this that our Gemara says look to shubap in avshay means it should be chal a separate hektish and there is no nafkamina if it's sada achas or shtei sodas. The Gemara just means to ask that why don't we say, Lichtish Rabbi Nafshai, that you can be paidik if the ratio of Bezer Chaim Mesayim for Chamishim Shekel Kesef, as if it's one field, a person can be paidik if the ratio mentioned in the Mishnah. In the Etzem Mishnah, which the Gemara quoted, Amakdish Sadeh Bishas Ayevil Noisnay the Bezer Chaim Mesayim Chamishim Shekel Kesef. The Lashon of the Mishnah is, he's Makdish Sadeh Bishas HaShayevil Noig, when Hilchus Yevil applied, then this halacha is true, that he's paidik the field of Bezer Chaim Mesayim for Chamishim Shekel Kesef. And the Rashbam is mefarish, it's dafka b'shosh ayevil noyik. But if it's b'zmanch in ayevil noyik, where the halachos of ayevil don't apply, then this kula being paid a field for chamishim shekel kesef or bezer achayim misoyim, this kula does not apply. And a person has to be paid to the field b'shavya. And the mashmoyis of the Rashbam is that when he says b'zmanch in ayevil noyik, it means b'im b'zman b'es amikdash kayim, b'im b'zmanch in b'es amikdash kayim. Calls man that the halachas of Yevil don't apply, then a person who's coming to be paid the asad, they cannot use this kula of Bezer Achayim Mesayim for Chamishim Shekel Kesef, and he has to be paid the Bishavya. And this is Mefurish in the Rimagashan Asugya. The Rimagashan Asugya explains like the Rashbam that it's Dafka Bishosha Yevil Noyik, for Bizman Chayna Yevil Noyik, then a person has to be paid the field Bishavyov, and this is Bain Bizman Besamikdash Kayim, the Hainu doing Bayesheni, where Yevil, the halachas of Yevil didn't apply. At such a time, a person has to be paid the Bishavyov, and also Bizman Chayim Besamikdash Kayim, Afilu Bizman, as there also one is Makdash Sadeyu, has to be paid the Sod of Bishavyov. Taisis in Erechin and Avchav Zayin, Amad Aleph is Chelik on the sheet of the Rimagash and the Rashbam. And Taisa says, this that we say, that one who's being paid the field, bismanch in ayevon doig, has to be paid the bishavya, vizdafka bismancha beis amikdash kayim, that there's a revach of hektish when one is paid to the field bishavya. But bismanazeh, bismanch ain beis amikdash kayim, when one is coming to be paid to the field, agami doesn't have the kula mentioned in the mission of bezer achayim yisoyim vechamishim shekel kesef. There's another kula. The halach is that we paskin is that hektish of a monish, a chilu, a shove, a puta, the chilu, is chal. One is mechalal a mea money of worth of hektish on a shaviputa. It's chal, such a chil is chal, but manch beis mikdash kayim, it's chal b'di'evit. It's not a lechatchila dik opinion, but this chil could be chal b'di'evit. Zok Tosfos, this that it's only b'di'evit, it's only b'zmanch beis mikdash kayim, that he's being mafsid hektish, therefore we say it's only b'di'evit if he's mechal a shaviputa on a shaviputa. Mashenkim b'zman hazeh, where there is no revach of hektish, being that there is no beis hamikdash, there is no revach of hektish for this that he's mechal at his true value. So then it's afil lechatchila hektish shavu mana shechila shavu pruta. It's mecholo, and a person should lechatchila be mechal the shavu mana onto a shavu pruta. The mele zaktais is this that we say a person should be mechal b'shavi if his dafka b'zman shav beis hamikdash kaim, not b'zman shein beis hamikdash kaim. And in the shittah of Taisis itself, there's a machlekes harishayim. Taisis holds that this that he says hektish shavu mana shechila shavu pruta lechatchila b'zman hazeh, once you be mechal the shavu mana onto a shavu pruta, is dafka by karka. Manshekin, when it comes to metaltal and Tosis and Erechin and Avchav Testament Aleph is mechadish, that when it comes to metaltal, a person should not be mechal lepachlal, he should leave it to be nirkav, being that a metaltal, by metaltal there is no michshol, he can watch the metaltal to make sure nobody's michshol in leaving around metaltal and shalektish. Mele the halachas, it should be destroyed, it should be tirkav or tayakir, but there is no halacha that it should be mechal shavim mona and shavim pruta. This that Tosis said that the hektish of a mona shechila shavim pruta bizman hazeh, afil lechatchila is dafka b'kakoyis, being that it's osili de michshol, male a person should be mechalat, and when he's mechalat, he can mechalat, and afil on a shavim pruta, being that there is no revach of hektish. The riffin of the Zoran, the Afyud Gimbal, is chelik on Tosis, and the riff holds there is no chelik between karka and metaltalin, and bizman hazeh, bein by karka, bein by metaltalin, a person should be mechalat, hektish onto a shavim pruta, agam, the halach of hektish of a mona shechila shavim pruta is only b'di'evid. Being that bizman hazeh, there is no revach of hektish, it's afil lechatchila, and we're not mechal between karka and metaltalin. Al koponim, he said, over the sheet of the Rashbam and the sheet of the Rimagash, that this the Mishnah says, Amakdish Shadeyu b'shoshi evil noyig, there's a pigeon of Beis Zerah Chayim Yisayim v'chamishim shekel kesef, is dafka b'shoshi evil noyig. Bizman chayin ayo evil noyig, the halach is that he's paid the b'shavyav, and the Rashbam and the Rimagash hold, this is b'im bizman chayin b'im mikdash kayin, b'im bizman chayin b'im mikdash kayin, the halach is that he's mechal b'shavyav. Tosis and the Rif hold that it's dafka bizmancha beis hamikdash kayim, bizmancha ein beis hamikdash kayim, the halacha is ishmi mechalim to shavu pruta. This that we say hektish of mona shechila shavu pruta is only b'di'evid, is only when there's a revach of hektish, bizman hazeh, it's afilu lechatchila. And in the sheet of Tosis and the Rif, there's a chilek in Tosis and the Rif, Tosis and Erechin and Avchav Tes is mechalim tin karka metaltal, and it's dafka by karka ishmi mechalim to shavu pruta. And the Rif and Avay Dezor is not mechalim tin karka metaltal, and bizman hazeh, any hektish once you mechalim to shavu pruta, being that there is no revach of hektish. Rabbi Levin in Ayelas Hashachas Nistapik, what is the halacha of a makdish sadeh b'shosh ayevil noyik? And after he's makdish the field before he was paid to the sadeh, it was nechav abayis, and now the halachas of ayevil no longer apply, it's now bizmanch ein ayevil noyik. Do we say we go bust to the shas hektish, and if we can be paid to the sadeh for bezer achay mesoim for chamishim shekel kesef, Or do we say we go Basa the Shas Pidyon, and being that B'Shas Pidyon, there's no longer the halachas of Yevil applying, he has to be paid to the Sada B'Shavyav, and he can't be paid to the Sada B'Zarech HaYimisayim for Chamishim Shekel Kesef. The Gemara is Mamshech to be Mefarish, the halach in the Mishneh, Pachis Mikan Nimdada Nima. If the Slom and the Kram are less than 10 Tfachim, then they can be Nimdad as a Chelik of the field and are considered a Chelik of the base core offer that the Meichiv is selling to the Lekeach. The Gemara brings a memory of Rav Yitzchok Trashim Shamu Beisar Baas Kavin. This time we say that the Slom and the Karm that are less than 10 Tfachim are considered a Chelik of the base core offer is only if they are not more than Beisar Baas Kavin. If the Slom and the Karm are more than Beisar Baas Kavin, they cannot be considered tuffel to the field to be Nimdar as a Chelik of the base core offer. And the Gemara explains on Mevukfa Baachom of Ahusha Mevlom Bachameshes Kavin. The Beisar Baas Kavin of Troshim cannot be in one place in the Sada, they have to be spread out throughout Chameshes Kavin. The Beisar Baas Kavin has to be spread out through right of the field. And the Gemara that brings a Shaila Boy of Chia Ba'abo, Rubam B'miyuto, Umiyutum B'ruba. If the Beisar Baas Kavin, if right of the Beisar Baas Kavin is in the Miyut of the field, and the Miyut of the Beisar Baas Kavin is in right of the field, it's not spread out evenly throughout right of the field. In such a case, do we say that the Beis HaBaas Kavin can be tuffel and be considered a chelik of the Beis Ko'afro, or do we say it's considered that the Beis HaBaas Kavin is too much in one place and it cannot be tuffel to the field and be nimdad as a chelik of the Beis Ko'afro? And the Gemara leaves the Shaila by Ateku. The Gemara then brings other Shailas by Rabbi Yirmiyo, Kishir Mao, Kishur Mao, it's the Dina Mao, Derech HaKaltein Mao. If the Beis HaBaas Kavin of Troshim is in such a shape that it's not equally spread out throughout the field in a square, It's in the shape of a shir or a shura or a tzadinin or a derech akaltoin, and in such a case it makes it difficult for one to be chayrish and zerea, the sada being that the troshim is set up in such a shape that it makes it difficult to be chayrish. In such a case also do we say that even though that being that it's less than the base abbas kavin, it's tougher to the field and nimdar as a chelik of the base ko'afar, or being that it's in such a position that it makes it difficult to be chayrish, in such a case we say it cannot be nimdar as a chelik of the base ko'afar, and over here slom when the karm less than yitfachim will not be nimdar imam, be considered a chelik of the base ko'afar that the meichir is selling to the lekeach. And the Gemara leaves these shailas also, the Gemara's maskana is take with the Gemara leaves it by a safik. There's a need in the Rishonim, what is the halacha in a case when the Gemara leaves it by a teiku? In a case when the Meichir is selling to the Lekech, and the Gemara leaves by a suffix whether or not the Meichir included these Troshim as a chelik of the Sada, it can be Nimdar anymore or not Nimdar anymore, what's the halacha of the Maisa being that the Gemara leaves it by a suffix, the Gemara leaves it by a teiku? The Rambam in Perek Chav Ches Melchus Mechiva, and it's brought in the Nemuk Yosef and Asugya Paskins, HaMaitzi Mechavei Olav Araya, and being that the Lekech is being Tavea from the Meichir more Karka to be Mashlim, the Troshim, which are less than Beis HaBaas Kavin, which was a chelik of the Sada which he is selling. So the Lekech wants the Meitzi now more Karka from the Meichir, the Lekech is considered the Meitzi, and HaMaitzi Mechavei Olav Araya, the Meichir does not have to give more Karka to the Lekech. The Lekech pays the full amount of money, and the Meichir doesn't have to give more Karka to be Mashlim, the Troshim, because HaMaitzi Mechavei Olav Araya. The Russian Asugya Paskins also that HaMaitzi Mechavei Olav Araya, that the Lekech cannot be Meitzi more Karka from the Meichir. But the Russian is Meitzi for tonight. If the Lekech already paid the money, if the Lekech already paid for his karka, so in such a case the Meichir was a muchzik on the mois, and now the Lekech is being tevea more karka from the Meichir to be mashlim this that he sold him, Troshim and Slom and Nekor and Pachis Miyotvachim, which the Lekech is claiming is not the halacha of Nimdadinimah, being that it's Kishir, Kishur, it's Tadinin. In such a case, the Lekech is considered a Meitzi, and we say a Meitzi Mechavei Olav Araya. But if the Lekech did not yet pay the money for the Sada, the Meichir is not a Muchzik on the Mois. The Lekech is a Muchzik al Mo'isav. He's still holding on to his money. In such a case, being that the Lekech is a Muchzik al Mo'isav, the Meichir cannot be Meitzi the Mois from the Lekech without being Mashlim, the extra Karka to be Mashlim, the base Ko'afra. He cannot be Meidid, the Troshim and Slom and the Ko'am Pachas Mi'etvachim as a Chelik of the Sada. And we don't say that the Lekech is the Meitzi and therefore the Meichir is the Muchzik and he doesn't have to give him a Karka. Adarab, the Lekech is a Muchzik al Mo'isav, and if in order for the Meichir to be Meitzi the Mois from the Lekech, the Meichir has to give more Karka, he has to be Mashlim the Slom and the Ko'am Pachas Mi'etvachim, the Halach will be Einim Dodin Imam Misafik. And the Mashmois of the Rambam and the Mukhi Yosef, they are saying that in whether or not the Lekech paid the money, is Mashma, Bain if the Lekech already paid the money, Bain if the Lekech did not yet pay the money. In all cases, Lekech is considered a Meitzi from the Meichir, and we say a Meitzi Mechavei Olav Araya. And the Chayva one has to explain why didn't they hold up the Svar of the Rosh, that the Lekech is a Muchzik al Mo'isav. And the Chayva, the Svar for the Rambam is, being that the Lekech is Vaday has to pay the money, there's no suffix whether or not the Lekech has to pay the money. The suffix that we are dining on right now is whether or not the meicher has to add more karka to be mashlim the slom and the kam pachas miyatvachim, being that there's a suffix whether or not the slom and the kam pachas miyatvachim on him dod anymore or not. So being that the entire suffix is only whether or not the meicher has to add more karka, and there is no suffix bechlal whether or not the lekech has to pay the money that he made up to pay for the sadeh, in such a case it doesn't help that the lekech is still muchzak al ma'isav. His mechzakish doesn't help because Ivadi has to pay the money. The entire suffix is all on the karka of the meicher, and being that the meicher is a mechzak al karka oisav, afilof to lekech did not yet pay his money, hal taramam de halacha would be a meitzi mechaveh olav arai, and lekech cannot be meitzi more karka from the meicher. The Ashbin Asugya brings the shame of Ben Chanan, who also paskins Kaimulon kol teku demoinu lekula vokula lenitva, the lekech cannot be meitzi more karka from the meicher. And the Rashbin is Messiah, v'yeshoimim, it's sveika havi, that being that the Gemara is masik by a teku, it's a suffix, v'kaimulon kol momen amutu b'suffix cholkin. The Rashbin brings b'shem yeshoimim, that being that the Gemara is masik by a teku, the halach is yachoiku, the meicher and the lekech have to split it, and the meicher is mashlam half the karka, the halach is between, that's a suffix between the meicher and the lekech, the halach is yachoiku. And the Ran is matmi on the Rashba, why would the halach and asugi be yachoiku l'choy? We don't paskin like Simchus, who says momen amutu b'suffix cholkin. We paskin like the Chacham who says that klal gadol bedin amoitzi mechavei olav araya. So why is it that the Yeshayim that the Rashba is being a paskin being that the Gemara is masik by a teiku that the Allah is yachloiku? And the Ran is mefarish that even though all of we paskin that klal gadol bedin amoitzi mechavei olav araya, when it comes to our sugi b'miyuchad the Allah is yachloiku. So the Ran, we are discussing a case that the lekech did not yet pay the money for the karka. So being that the meicher is a muchzik al karka oisav and the lekech is a muchzik al ma'oisav. So the meicher has a muchzakus and the lekech has a muchzakus. So being that it's shnei a muchzakin, there is no amitzi mechaveh olav arayim morph by the meicher than by the lekech. So being that each one has a muchzakus, he's a muchzak on the karka and he's a muchzak on the al-ma'isav. The meil it's shnei a muchzakin and the halach is yachleiku. The halach of shnei a muchzakin is afilu fi the rabbanim he paskin yachleiku. It comes out that the Ran is understanding similar to the Rosh that this, that the lekech is a muchzik al ma'isav, is a svar to say that the lekech is the muchzik and the meicher can't be moitzi the mois from the lekech. Only the Ran is moisiv that even though the lekech is a muchzik al ma'isav, the meicher is still considered a muchzik al karka isav. And therefore, Zok the Ran, being that it's shnei muchzak and the halach is over here, even according to the Rabbanim who's hold that meitzi mechaveh olav araya, in our case, the Rabbanim would be masking that the halach is yachleiku. Akoponim, the Avon of the Ran, and this that the Yeshemi of the Rash beholden our sugi, the Allah is Yachleiku, is being that the Meicher and the Lekech are Shnei Muchzokim, but therefore the Allah is Yachleiku. Kipshutai, the Rash was Yeshemi that said, being that Maskon of our Gemara is Teiku, the Psak is Yachleiku, he's referring to Rav Haigun and Sefer HaMekach. Rav Haigun and Sefer HaMekach and Shar Chofei Paskins, being that the Gemara is Masik by a Teiku, the Allah is Yachleiku, we Paskin the Meicher and the Lekech have to split the Karka, which the Meicher has to Mashlam after Karka. And Taisis and Gittin and Daf Yedalad on base brings this of Haigoin, and Taisis brings it that calls Sfeikah the Memoina when the Gemara is Sfeikah the Dina, when the Gemara is Masik by a Teiku, the Allah is Yachleiku. And it would come out that the Pshat is not Miyuchit to our case by a Meichon Alekech that a Shneim Luchzok and therefore the Allah is Yachleiku. Only it's a klal from Haigoin that by a Sfeikah the Dina, the Psak, when the Gemara is Masik by a Teiku, the Psak is Yachleiku. Only the Shita of Rav Haigoin needs beer. Why is it that a Sfeikah the Dina is different than every other Sfeikah the Memoina? That by every sveikah the Memoina we say is that klal gadol b'din amoitzi mechaveh olav araya, and when the Gemara is masik by a teiku when it's a sveikah the dina, in such a case the halach is yachloiku. The kunches asveikas in klal aleph ois aleph is mefarish the shita of Rav Haigoin that it's not miyuchid to a case when the Gemara is masik by a teiku, it's not miyuchid to a sveikah the dina. This that Rav Haigoin says when the Gemara is masik by a teiku the halach is yachloiku is because Rav Haigoin paskin like Sumchis that moment amutu b'safik is cholkim, and Sumchis doesn't hold that klal gadol b'din amoitzi mechaveh olav araya. So if by all sveikah the Memoina of Haigoin holds the halach is yachloiku, and who would then when the Gemara is masik by a teiku, the halach is yachloiku. The mashmois of Rav Haigoin early in Shaar Chov, Shaar Ashvi, in Yendal, is not mashmois like the kunches as sveikahs, he's not mashmois passing like sumchus that moment I'm up to myself a kolkin. And it's also not mashmois like tosfos that he holds by all cases where the Gemara is masik by a teiku, by a sveikah the Memoina, sveikah the dino, that the halach should be yachloiku. It's mashmois, it's totally whether or not the one of them is a muchzik, is messiah, is taina, makes his taina stronger. If Haigoin is mefarish in the case where when the nitfa's taina is stronger, this that he's a muchzik is being misayeh is taina, in such a case we say amaitzim echaveh olav araya. But in the case where the nitfa's muchzokas is not misayeh is taina, and it's shneim taina say in shoven, in such a case the halach is yachloiku. And the chayyapirish dvarv is when a case when Reuven is being taveh from Shimon, that the moment that Shimon is holding is not Shimon's and really belongs to Reuven. And it's a case where we have a sveki the dina whether or not Reuven's correct or Shimon's correct, and whether or not Reuven's minatzeach betanoisav or Shimon's minatzeach betanoisav. In such a case, being that Shimon is holding on to the money and Shimon is the muchzik, and this that he's a muchzik is misayeh to his taina, makes his taina stronger. In such a case, I feel by a sveki the dina also we say amaytze mechaveh olav araya, and Reuven cannot be maytze the moment from Shimon. But this is all in a case when the muchzokis of Shimon is being misayeh his taina. Being that it's a sveik of the dina, and there's a strong tzadak like Reuven and a strong tzadak Shimon, each one has a tzad and din that he's correct. It's a sveik and din itself. And each one is tanei saying g'dayl, and each one has a tzad and din that his tain is correct, and that's mechazik his tain and allows it to be moitzi mamin. Therefore, in such a case, it's only if the nitva, if the muchzik, his muchzok is misayeh his taina and makes his taina stronger, we say ameitzi mechaveh olav araya. But in a case similar to our case, we were discussing a meicha and a lekeach. So this that the meicha is holding on to the money as a muchzik in the karka is not misayeh his taina bechlal, it doesn't make his taina stronger. He's supposed to be holding on to this karka, afil lufi the taina of the lekeach. So being that the meicha is taina as a tzad siyua min adin because it's sveik of the dina, and the lekeach taina as a siyua min adin because it's a sveik of the dina. And it's shneim taina saying gdoilim, in such a case the psak is achleiku, and we don't say ameitzim echaveh olav araya. Hagam the moich is the muchzik, being that this that is the muchzik is not misayeh is tainim bechlal, and the lekeach has a tzad and din that is correct, it's tainois of gadol because he has a tzad and din is correct. In such a case, being that shneim tana saying shavin and shneim tana saying gdoilim, we don't say ameitzim echaveh olav araya. So if Haigan, in such a case of sveik the din of the halacha would be achleiku. But Al-Kapanim, we'd have to be in a case similar to our Gemara where the muchzokis is not misayeh the tainim bechlal. We're discussing a meicha and a lekeach where the meicha holding on to the money is not misayeh his taina bechlal. In such a case, Dr. Vaigo in the halacha is achleiku. But in a case where Reuven is being taveh a mamon from Shimon and there's a suffering and din whether or not Reuven has the koyach to meitzi mamon, in such a case, being that Shimon's muchzok is misayeh his taina, Dr. Vaigo in such a case, Avada the halacha would be a meitzi mechaveh olav araya, and the nitva is taina stronger than the taveh's, and the taveh cannot be meitzi from the nitva. In the etzim nidin, when the lekeach wants to be meitzi from the meicha, more karka to be mashed on the base korofa, who's considered the muchzik, the meicha, the lekeach? The mission in the beginning of the parak began, oimer lach, aveh, base korofa, ani meichaloch. One who tells his friend he will sell him a base korofa, and the Rashbam is medaik, what's the lashon of base korofa? Why do we mention dafka base korofa? Why can't he just say base kor, ani meichaloch? So the Rashbam, in a case where he left out the word offer and just said base kor, ani meichaloch, the meichik could hand to the lekeach that he didn't know he wanted dafka mokum aroy lizria. Shemalivna is bias or lemishtach ba peris ovenle. Maybe he's selling him karka stamp to build a house on or to spread a peris, but not to be zareya. And therefore, the sloman or karm, afil yasimi itfachim, will also be able to be nimdarim, or they're also a chelik of the base core. It doesn't have to be dafka mokum aroy lizria, afilu sloman or karm arbechlal. So, the Ashbam, Agam, it's a suffix. We don't know what he meant, whether or not he meant the Makam Aray Lizria, or if he meant the Makam Lemishtach Papari, or Livnes Babayis, Yad Lekeach Alatachtaina. So, the Ashbam, the Allah is that the Yad Lekeach will be Alatachtaina, and the Mechikatina that he sold in the Karka Lemishtach Papari, and Livnes Babayis, and in the common slum would be Bechlau. Toysis in the Vemaskal base coffer is Chalik on the Ashbam, and the old base coffer is Lavdafka. Rafilov once says base core also, we assume that he's selling it to him. For Zriya and the Kar Muslim, Yosem Yitfachim would not be Nimdarima. But I'll compare the Shita of the Ashbam is that the Meichik can tell that the Slom and the Kar Yosem Yitfachim should be Nimdarima because he didn't sell him the Karkal Zriya. Shema Livnes Babayis, maybe what I sold it to you for was Livnes Babayis, the Yad Lekech HaTachtaina. This that the Ashbam says that Yad Lekech HaTachtaina would be Mashma also that the Meichik is considered the Muchzik al Karkal Yosef and B'makam Masafik, it's a Meitzim Echaveh Labarai and Lekech can't be Meitzim from the Meichik. So being that the lekeach is the meitzi, therefore we say yad lekeach al tachtoina. But according to the sheet is that before the lekeach pays, the lekeach is not considered the meitzi lechay. Why would we say yad lekeach al tachtoina? It's mashma from the Rashbam also that bein if the lekeach paid money, bein if he didn't pay money, we would still say a meitzi mechaveh olav araya, and the lekeach is considered a meitzi from the meicha. Hakoponim, he said, oh, when the Gemara is masik by a teiku, the Nemuk Yosef B'Shem Raman paskins that the lekeach cannot be meitzi mokaka from the meicha because we paskin a meitzi mechaveh olav araya. And the Rosh is mechalik, it's dafk if the lekech already paid money. If the lekech didn't pay money, then the lekech is considered the muchzik, and the meich would have to be mashlim the karka in order to meitzi the mois from the lekech. We said the mashmois of the Rambam is that it's bein if the lekech gave money, or bein if the lekech did not yet pay money, afilawachi, the lekech cannot be meitzi the more karka from the meich. And we said the pshat would be is because the lekech vadi has to pay the money, there is no suffix whether or not the lekech has to pay the money, therefore it doesn't help this that the lekech is a muchzik al moisav. He said over the Raja brings a yesh aymim upaskin, being that the Gemara is masik by a teiku, the Allah is yachloiku. And that we said over two pshatim, The Ran is mefarish, the Raj being that the lekech is a muchzik al ma'isav and the meich is a muchzik al karka isav, the shnei muchzokan and the halach is yachloiku. And the pashtus, the Raj was referring to the sheet of Rav Haigun and Sefer Mekach, that being that the Gemara is masik by a sveki the din of the halach is that a sveki the din is yachloiku. And Taisis and Gitna daf Yidal and Rebbeis brings the sheet of Rav Haigun that by a sveki the din of the halach is yachloiku. It's over the pirush of the kunchus asvekis that being that Rav Haigun passed like sumchus mamon amotu b'safik kolkum, he doesn't pass from meitzim echavei olav araya. And we said over the mashmois of Rav Haigun in Sharchof is that the mechalik between a case when the tain of the muchzik is misayeh tanoisof, being that he's a muchzik on the mois and it's misayeh is tain, in such a case I feel by his fake the din also the halach is hameitzim echavei olav araya. But in a case where this that he's a muchzik is not misayeh tanoisof, being that it's shneim tana saying doilim, because it's a tzad and din that each side is correct and that makes each one's tain stronger. So being that each one has such a strong tain, it does not being a muchzik, and in such a case, by sveki the dina, where the muchzakas is not misayeh tanoisav of the muchzik, we paskin that by sveki the dina, where the gemara is masik by a teiku, the halacha is yachleiku. And we misayim with this, that the Rashbam is mefarish, that the Lashon Ramishnah based ko'ofer is dafkat visad offer. If he didn't say offer, the meichik and taina, maybe I sold you the karka, livnis, babayis, and lishtach, papayri, viyad lekecha, tachtoina. It's mashma from this that he's masik that yad lekech al tachtoina, that the meich is considered the muchzik and afilof to lekech to not yet pay the money. The meich is considered the muchzik and the lekech is considered the meitzi from the meich. And we said over that Tosis is chelik on the Rashbam and he says the lashon often our mishnah is lav dafka afilof wants his base core also. We could assume when he sells him somebody else a base core that the stomius is that his kavana is to sell a mokum by base core right in Israel, and therefore the karm muslam yesim et fachim on apichlau. The next Mishnah brings the halacha base ko'afer ani moichloch, one who tells his friend he's selling him a base ko'afer mida bechevel. It's an exact measurement of a base ko'afer piches koshu yenake. In such a case, we spoke at this lashon of mida bechevel. If he's piches koshu, if it's a little bit less than a base ko'afer, the halacha is yenake, he has to take off of the price. Hoyser koshu yachser. And if the moicher gave the lekech more than a base ko'afer, the lekech has to machser the extra karka, being that they spoke at this lashon of Mida Bechevel, which says it's exactly a base ko'afer. The Rashbam asks, why is it that the halach in our Mishnah is piches koshu, that it's yenaka, he takes off a little bit of the money, but the mekach is kayim? The Gemara in Daf Tzadi Amud Aleph, what a member from Rabbah of Koldova, Sheva Mida, Sheva Mishko, Sheva Minyan, Afilu Pachis, Mechtei, Eino, is chayze. Anything that's of a measurement of a Mida, of Mishkol, or a Minyan, if it's of a measurement of Mida, Mishkol, or Minyan, in such a case, Afilu Pachis, Mechtei, Eino, the halach is that it's chayze. So okay, over here also we should say by Piches Koshu, being that it's a Dovash Abimida and it's Piches Koshu, there should be a bit of Mekach, and we should say by Dovash Abimida, Vishab Mishko, Vishab Minyan, I feel a Pachas Mechtei, and Aris Chayzer. And the Rashbam answers this that Rava says called Dovash Abimida, Vishab Mishko, Vishab Minyan, I feel a Pachas Mechtei, and Aris Chayzer is Dafka by Metaltalin. In such a case, Rava says that if it's a Dovash Abimida, the Allah is, I feel a Pachas Mechtei, and Aris Chayzer. But when it comes to karka, being that the lekech wants the karka, afilu if it's not the mida that they made up, if it's a little bit less than the mida that they made up, the stomach of the lekech still wants the mekach. In such a case, we don't say the halacha of a davish of a mida, pachs mechtei no. As chayzer, we assume that the lekech wants to keep the mekach, and the meichir b'shasi sold it also knows that if it's not going to be exactly this measurement, the lekech still going to want the mekach, and he also has das to be mekayim the mekach, afilu if it's not exactly that mida. Therefore, in such a case, but even by Dovash Abimida, we spy Pachas Mechtei No, the Allah is Yenaka, we don't say Pachas Mechtei No, is Chayzer. Taitis and Avkovdal Ramaral, the Ramaskal Piches Koshu Yenaka, asks that the Gemara in Kedushin stels two rabbis Allah of called Dovash Abimida, Vishav Mishko, Vishav Minyan, Afilu Pachas Mechtei No, Chayzer, Afilu to Karka also. And it's Mavua from the Gemara in Kedushin and Afman Beis that Afilu by Karka also, we say by Dovash Abimida, Afilu Pachas Mechtei No, is Chayzer. And in Kedus Hajar Kusha Laduchte, why is the halacha piches kosher yenaka? And Tosis means the teretz of the Ri, that Rav is discussing a case when the Meicher already measured his karka and knows the exact measurement of the karka. In such a case where the Meicher measured his karka and now he sold it and it was piches kosher, it's less than the measurement he said, the halacha is afilu pachas mechtei no is chayzer. But in our case, where Lehedya, the Meicher did not measure the karka, it's an estimation. The Meicher and the Lekech are both estimating what the measurement of the karka is. In such a case, where it's piches kosher, we don't say the mekach is batal, being that both of them knew it's only an estimation, only the halach is that yenake, you take off of the price, because they said they're going to sell a base ko'offer for a certain price, being that it's not a full base ko'offer, the price will come down, kefi the amount that the karka is missing. But we don't say the halach of koldovish and midah, afil apachas, but they know it's chayzer, being that the meichin, the lekech knew that the meichin does not know the measurement of the karka wasn't measured yet. There are two other shittas in the Rishonim. The Raja brings B'shem Ramban, a Chiddush, and being mefarish to the memory of Rava. This time Rav says, Kol davar she'bemidah v'she'bemishkal v'she'beminyan afilu pachas mishtei eino is chayzer, does not mean to say it's a bittul mekach in all cases that the mekach is bottle. The Ramban says, pa'om it's a bittul mekach, and pa'om the mekach is kayim. Zok the Ramban, if the moich is able to be mashlam in a case where it was a chesar in kolshu, and the moich could still be mashlam and now make up this that what he was selling is missing from the measurement that he said, and he can now fill up the measurement that it should be the exact measurement that he said, in such a case the mekach is kayim, and the moich is mechuyiv to be mashlam the measurement. But in a case which EF should be mashlam, Zok the Ramban can go, and somebody is selling somebody else a house, and the house was less than the measurement that he promised. In such a case, it's EFSHA for the Meichet to be mashlam the measurement, then the Allah is Pachas Mechteina Oschoiza means it's a Bittul Mekach. When we say Pachas Mechteina Oschoiza, we don't mean Dafka Bittul Mekach. Sometimes there'll be a Bittul Mekach, it'll be Choiza Mamish, and sometimes it only means that the Meichet has to be mashlam the Midah to make it into a full Midah of what he promised. And the B of the Ramban is that being that it's a Dovisha Midah, if it's EFSHA to be mashlam the Minyan of the Allah is Kipshute, that it should be a Bittul Mekach. Only if it's shaykhta for the Meichet to be mashlam the Minyan, then we don't see Bechlal any I know that happened. The Meichet just didn't finish doing what he promised, and he could just finish doing what he's promised, and the Mekach will be Kayim. We don't see an Eino, we don't see the Meichet cheating the Lekach, only we see that the Meichet didn't yet finish his Chiyuvim. So Meilu when Mechayiv, the Meichet be Mashlam, the Meichet will give more and be Mashlam his Chiyuv, and then the Mekach will be Kayim, and we don't say it should be a Bittul Mekach. And the Ramban is a little bit of a Doichik in the Tait. The Ramban is saying when we say Pachs Michtei Eino is Chayzer, we don't mean Dafke, it's Chayzer, we mean Pa'om, it's a Bittul Mekach, and Pa'om, the Meichet is Mechayiv to be Mashlam, this study there's a Chasarn in the Midah. The Rashi then brings the sheet of the Rimegash. The Rimegash is mechiyach from this kasha that when Rava says Mikol davar she'bemidah v'she'bemishkal v'she'beminyan afilu pachas mechteina eino is chayzer, he does not mean bechlal that chayzer should mean it to be a bittul mekach. So the Rimegash, what he means to say is afilu pachas mechteina eino is chayzer, that normally the halacha we know is that a pachas mishtus, the halacha is that it's a mechila. And over here by davar she'bemidah v'she'bemishkal v'she'beminyan afilu if it's pachas mechteina eino, afilu if it's pachas mishtus, also we don't say it should be a mechila. In a case of davar she'bemidah v'she'bemishkal, we say afilu pachas mechteina eino is chayzer, that the lekeach has to be machzer, or the meicher has to be machzer, afilu pachas mechteina eino, whichever side where the me'aneh has to be machzer to the mis'aneh, afilu pachas mechteina eino also. And the Rashi is mefarish this that we say pachas mechteina eino is also chayzer, that the me'aneh has to return it to the mis'aneh, is kol lekeach u'meicher afilu b'mekach echad lav bedafkei ma'midah midaveim. When they make up a base cloth, where they make up a certain measurement that being sold, it's lav bedafka to be ma'amid b'divayim. What they mean to say is that this should be the ratio for this amount of karka, this should be the price. For a base cloth, where they make up a price. And that's the ratio. If it's a little bit less than a base cloth, it's understood that they're going to be it's going to be for a little bit less money. It's a ratio of how much karka for how much money, but it's lav bedafka him ma'amid b'divayim, and they're both roitzu b'kimish al mekach, afilu if it's not exactly that measurement. It's understood that it might not be exactly the measurement they made up, but this is the ratio of the price to making up for any this for a base core offer. There's a certain price, and if it's a little bit more than a base core offer, could feed that ratio, they'll add on to the price, and if it's a little bit less, they will take off of the price. So therefore, when it comes to davar she'bemidah v'she'bemishkal v'she'beminyan, zok tevi megash te'alocha zafilu pachas mechteina, also the mekach is kayim, but the me'ana has to return to the mis'ana that may I know whatever amount wasn't kefi what they made up. Whatever extra karka that he added on, he has to pay for, he has to be machzer, or whatever is less, he has to be yinakam in adamim. The halach is afilu pachas mechteina, also there is no mechila, and we say that the mekach is kayim, but you have to be machzer the ayino. And of course, it's posh that according to the Rimegash, it's not shver, the kasha of the Rashbam. According to the Rimegash, it's not shver, and a mishnah ayah by the halach is a davar she'bemidah v'she'bemishkal v'she'beminyan afilu pachas mechteina, as chayz, why is it that pichas kosher is yinakam? Because according to the Rimegash, the halach is by davar she'bemidah. The pachas mechteina is chayzer means that it should be a nakah, so there is no kasha bechlal from Rav onto our Mishnah. Adi Rav, our Mishnah's mamash the halacha of Rav that a davar she'bemidah, we say pachas mechteina is yinakah min adamim. When we say chayzer, we mean that you have to return the dmei ha'ino.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.